Let's see, is it going? Yes, it's going.
Good. Okay, this is Grayson Evans, and I'm KJ7 Uncle Mike here at 4 Days in May. Mm-hmm. I give a talk today on the art and science of building Thermatron amplifiers from scratch safely. That was the goal. There were some technical screw-ups in the presentation, but the idea was to promote the use of Thermatron amplifier parts, and to be able for a QRP community to build a Thermatron amplifier that would actually make them make some contacts. For a change. So I used a demonstration, a sample that I had built, which was a 10 dB amplifier that used 6146, very easy to get Thermatron, and showed how to design the amplifier from scratch. So the goal was to take the output of a typical QRP rig up to, say, 5 watts, run it into this 10 dB amplifier, and out the other end you get 50 watts. So you can make some contacts with it. So I tried to demonstrate how it was fairly easy to do this, so how to go from scratch. Of course, everything I design is from scratch. I kind of discourage the audience on a lot of these internet specials and some of these rigs that were in 73s and 73 magazine and CQ and whatnot. And Pete Giuliano knows what I'm talking about. But when you do it from scratch and you do it the right way, you wind up with a pretty nice little amplifier. So I took the group through a typical design from scratch, starting with the selection of a good Thermatron that's relatively easy to find, then deciding on a high voltage level that will give you the power output you need at the class of service that you want, how to determine the class of service, how to kind of work backwards from power supply parts so you kind of know what sort of voltages you have available, and then working from that to develop the other characteristics you need for the type of Thermatron. The configuration, such as grounded grid or grounded cathode, how to determine the screen voltage and bias voltage, and then how to work backwards from the tube back into the power supply to fine-tune that, how to pick the input coupling circuit, how to decide on an output coupling circuit, how to take care of things like turning the tube off during periods of non-transmission, switching the bias voltage, and so forth, to make a nice little amplifier. And I showed an example of one I built. It was pretty easy, all on copper-clad board using sort of Manhattan-style construction, even with the 6146, and the power supply, and how you hook it up to a BitX20, and there you go.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I had one rule for, people are very hesitant about high voltage, and I appreciate that. There's always wimps, but my rule of high voltage was just don't touch high voltage. That's all. Particularly when it's on. And that's all you have to worry about.
And I don't suppose very many people these days have RF burns from 6146s because they did that.
Well, sure, they might have done it. I mean, we all grew up with high voltage. Everybody's gotten zapped a little bit, probably the better for them. I don't think it did any DNA damage, so we're still alive. Yes, in the paper, I give a lot of precautions for dealing with high voltage. When we were growing up and building our first Thermatron amplifiers. Of course, we kind of knew this from Elmers, who were still alive after doing it. But eventually, we got nice respect for high voltage. We learned how to deal with it. And people have forgotten that. They get lazy now with all this low voltage. But again, you know, it's not rocket science. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful. Okay. We do that with all kinds of things in our lives. I don't know why we, you know, have such a fuss about high voltage and electronics, but there you go.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, let's see if we're going to get there. Yeah.